Namanda,
I'd like to continue this morning with the theme that we started last week, looking at the Jusege, one of our most commonly chanted sutras. では、Jusege の一部を拝読して始まりたいと思います。Today I'll begin by introducing the second line of the Jusege. 2行目から始まりたいと思います。Invite you to join me in gassho. Gassho をしましょう。ガオムニョコフイダイセシフサイショビングセフジョショガ I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas.Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment. Watashi wa kagiri naku, itsu made mo oi naru megumi no nushi to nari, chikara mo naku kurushinderu mono wo hiroku sukuu koto ga dekinai you nara,誓って仏にならないとなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつ Good morning, everyone. みなさんおはようございます。Thank you all for coming out in the midst of this wonderful rain that we're having. We've been waiting, right? Right? まあようやく雨が降ったんですね。Also, those of you, I appreciate you putting off your Super Bowl party preparations for a couple of hours to join us for service. そして今日はスーパーボールですね。皆さん家に帰ったらパーティーをすると思いますね。So today, we're talking about this second line of the Jusege. And this second line expresses a very important idea in the Buddhist tradition, which is the idea of living on the Bodhisattva path. この Jusege の2行目はその菩薩行について書いてあるんですね。Has anyone here heard the word Bodhisattva before? Bodhisattva, it's kind of a big word, but it's a very important word in our Buddhist tradition. And the idea of a Bodhisattva is, as it says in this line, I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. That means for a very, very long time, I will work to help other people.Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment. That means everybody, if I don't help everybody become free from all their hardship, all their difficulties, then I will never become a Buddha myself. この菩薩というのは、すべてのものを救わないと、私が仏にならない、仏にならないという言葉ですね。So,I was thinking about this and thinking about how can I convey this? How can I express my appreciation of this teaching over the past week? And I came across something in the most unlikely place that I thought really captured this. So I was kind of flipping through our pile of junk mail that arrives in the mailbox and I saw an advertisement.でまあ、この菩薩というのを考えたら、ちょうどいろいろな郵便に届くチラシをちょっと見て、まあ、見ながら捨てるんですけど、And, I came across this one advertisement. And the advertisement said, No I, no me, only we. And this was very surprising. You know what this was an advertisement for? The San Francisco 49ers.Okay, this idea of team spirit, right? That it's not about me, it's not about I. Have you ever heard the kind of cliche, there's no I in team, right? So that when you're on a team, you're all working together. That it's not about one person achieving the goal. You know, no one says, oh, you know, the quarterback won the Super Bowl. You know, it's everybody, the whole team wins together, right? And so it's not about just me, it's about all of us together. So a bodhisattva is someone who thinks of every single living being as their teammate. Okay, so everybody is a teammate of a bodhisattva. まあ、bodhisattva というのは、すべての生きているものが私のチームに入っているものです。And the goal of a bodhisattva is to realize enlightenment, but not by just herself or himself, but all together with the whole team of every living being, all together to go across that goal line and all together become Buddhas. で、まあ、菩薩というのはチームごとにすべての生きるものとともに仏になるということですね。So I thought, oh, this is perfect. This perfectly fits in with Super Bowl Sunday. これはまあ、スーパーボウルとちょうどいいと思います。Now, I have to admit, I'm not a huge football fan. 私はまあ、あんまりアミフットに興味ないんですけど。However, when I went to graduate school, I went to school in a city called Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is the home of, does anybody know what Ann Arbor, Michigan is home to? The Wolverines, right? I don't know, maybe are they a rival of like UC Berkeley or some of the teams out here? But so I went to graduate school in a place where that was football crazy. In the fall when there was a Wolverines game going on in the stadium, the whole city basically shut down. You could hear it anywhere in town. It's a big outdoor stadium. It's called the Big House. It's very loud. You can hear it anywhere in the city. 私大学院の時はまあ、ミシガン大学なんですけど、そのアメフトのチームがとってもまあ、夢は有名なんですけど、みんなが本当にそれを熱心なファンで、そういう試合があったら、もう街全体がもうみんな休んで、そのゲームを見るということですね。So, there's a team that has a great rivalry with the University of Michigan. It's Ohio State. Ohio State and Michigan hate each other. まあ、Ohio State と、まあ、Ohio 州立大学と、ミシガン大学は、ものすごい敵合いの関係ですね。So, when I was at Michigan, in the center of campus, there's a place called the Diag, where they have a very large, beautiful, metal seal of the university is there, kind of placed sort of into the cement on the sort of center of the square. And the fraternity guys, frat boys, if you will, would set up couches to protect this because the Ohio State students would come and deface this thing if there was a competition. So they wanted to, they had this sort of rivalry. And I had a friend who went to a Michigan game in Columbus, which is where Ohio State is. He went to a game, and Michigan happened to win that game. And the Ohio State fans were kind of, just rioting, basically. And they went up to my friend, and very politely, because they're Midwesterners, they're people from the Midwest, so they have good manners, they very politely asked him to remove his Michigan T-shirt so that they could set it on fire. で、まあ、とても丁寧にその、まあ、友達がそのオハイオステートの、T シャツを、ミシガンの T シャツ着てオハイオステートの試合に行ったら、オハイオステートのファンは丁寧に、じゃあこのシャツを脱いでください。今から燃えますので。So he very kindly complied. He knew, he knew he wanted to get back to Ann Arbor alive. So he took off his shirt and he handed it over. Okay? So we have these rivalries, right? We have this idea of my team, their team. The 49ers, which team is it that they really rival against? I forget. The Seahawks, yeah? Yeah, the Seahawks, right? So we have, the teams that we really like. Okay, we have the people, they're on my team. The 49ers, right? We're all 49ers fans here. I became a 49er fan as soon as I moved here. I know what's good for me, right? And then there are teams that we don't really care that much about. Like maybe most of you don't care about the Vikings, right? Vikings, take it or leave it, So you're kind of neutral about those teams. And then there are the Seahawks, right? So you have these three different kinds of teams. The teams you really love, the teams you don't really care about, or one way or the other, and the teams that you kind of have bad feelings toward. And so Shinran teaches that in our lives, everything, we very easily put everything into these three kind of teams. The teams of things that we really like. So who's on the team you really like? Who can you think of? One person I can think of is my son, both my sons, okay? My wife, my parents, my best friends. These are all people on my team that I really like. And Shinran says it's very easy to be kind to these people. It's very easy to be nice to the people on your team that you like. Then there are the people who you don't really, you know, have strong feelings about one way or the other. You might not go out of your way to be nice to them, but, you know, if there's something they come into your life in some way, they need your help, it's very, you know, you can do it. You can help them out, okay? So, and then there are the people on that team, I really don't want to do anything to help them along, right? And those are maybe people who give you a hard time, people who are your competitors or your, you know, your people who you really don't care for. Maybe they tease you or make fun of you or make your life difficult in some way. Maybe they're that mean teacher who's just too strict. You know, it's hard to be kind or to have good feelings toward them. So Shinran says we have three kinds of compassion, okay? That first kind of compassion for people that we really like, those people who are on our team, that's small compassion because it's easy. It's easy. It doesn't take a very big heart to be kind to your best friend, okay? まあ Shinran ちゃんには三つの慈悲は三、まあ三つがあるんですけど、その小悲、小さい慈悲はあの好きな人に、まあ割と楽に、誰でも好きな人にあの優しくできるというのは、だから小さいですね。Then there's that medium kindness, medium compassion for those people who, you know, you don't have a big problem with, but, you know, you don't have any special feelings for either. And so you'll help them out if the circumstances arise. If they need your help and it's not a great inconvenience, sure, you'll do something for them. And that's called medium compassion, because maybe you have to go a little bit out of your way, but it's not too difficult. It's kind of in the middle. そして中悲、あの、まあ中の慈悲は、あの、好きでも嫌いでもない人、まあ、ちょっと足を伸ばして手伝おうという。まあ、とっても楽じゃないけど、難しくもないから、まあ真ん中の中と言います。And then finally, there's being kind to the Seahawks fans.Being kind to those people you really don't care for. Being kind to that person who picks on you at school or that boss who gives you a hard time. And Shinran calls that great compassion because it takes a great, warm, welcoming, open heart. It takes the heart of a bodhisattva or a Buddha to have that great compassion. そして大悲というのは嫌いな人、最も敵愛な人でも優しくしてあげようという。大きな心が必要ですね。それは菩薩または仏様、仏しかできないような大きい慈悲ですね。However, we see this great compassion in our lives, don't we? この大悲はよく見るんですね。So the other day I was looking through some newspaper articles online and I saw an article about this kind of interesting competition that Seahawks fans and 49ers fans were having. Did you hear about this? They're donating to hospitals in each other's cities. So there's the Benioff Children's Hospital in the Bay Area, the UCSF hospital, and Seahawks fans are donating money to that hospital. And then 49er fans are donating to Seattle Children's Hospital.So they're doing something very kind for those great rivals. So they're showing us all these people are actually practicing great compassion. They're their greatest rival, they're showing great kindness for that person. So it's an example in our world that we can see right here today of the working of great compassion in our lives. So I'm not...You know, really greatly committed to any one team or another in sports. But I have to admit that I do find it difficult to have that sort of broadly caring attitude, that kindness towards people who give me a hard time, towards people who make my life difficult. Find it hard to show kindness deep in my heart. Maybe I can do it on the surface, tatemai, but deep in my heart, honne no shinsetsu sa ga nakanaka dekinai desu ne. And so that's why I'm grateful for the nembutsu, the words Namo Amida Butsu. In Namo Amida Butsu, that great compassion of the Buddha comes into my life. It becomes my life. So even though I myself as an individual am very limited, I only want the Wolverines to win, right? But I only want my team, my parents, my family, my friends. I only wish for those people's happiness. But in the Nembutsu, that great compassion of the Buddha, that becomes my life. And I'm able to become part of that great wish for all beings, that broad, great compassion that goes beyond. I know that I'm very kind of self-centered and stuck in my ways. But in the Nembutsu, I can let go of that me, let go of that I, and realize that great we, that we are all traveling together toward the great goal of enlightenment. And that through the working of the Buddha in the Nembutsu, that becomes my life, the journey together with all beings towards the realization of great awakening. So Nembutsu no naka de wa, watashi no jinsei wa hotoke-sama no daihi no hataraki sono mono to natte. まあ私はもともと結構まあ自己中心的、私のチームしか勝たないという考え方だと思うんですけど、仏様の働き、南無阿弥陀仏によって、その大いなるすべてのチーム、すべての人々、敵愛の人でも、共にお浄土に往生して、共に幸せになるという気持ちが生まれてくるということですね。
In conclusion, I would like to read once again the second line of the Jusege.
最後に Jusege の2行目を拝読したいと思います。
I invite you to join me in 合唱をしましょう。I will be the provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment.
私は限りなくいつまでも大いなる恵みの主となり、力もなく苦しんでいる者を広く救うことができないようなら、誓って仏にはならないと。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、
ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。